Good morning, ADN. Welcome to episode 13 of Tech Times. This is your host, Mr. Fresh. Yes, it is morning. It's actually 11 minutes after 2 Eastern Standard Time. Been up for a while doing some research on some technical things. Some of you have seen a series of videos I posted 2 days ago, since it's now Wednesday. Or is it Thursday, actually? About a catastrophic event that happened during my last model rocket launch. I came home and started doing some research on why it failed. It wasn't anything that was so hard to understand. But in any event, I wanted to find out, you know, why it failed, why it didn't eject, and things of that nature. In any event, what happened during the video, fast forwarding, is that I lost sight of the rocket. And since the chute didn't deploy and I was close to a whole bank of trees, I thought it was gone for good. So I started to walk toward the general direction of where I last saw it, at least where I thought it might have come down. Strangely enough, after about 50 yards, I found it, as you saw in the video. You also might have noticed that it was starting to get dark. The sun was definitely setting. So I came home and said, well, if this was to ever happen again, especially that time of evening, how would I find a rocket? So I gave it some thought. And that particular rocket had a lit portion of it by LEDs that was a feature of that rocket. So I decided to think about maybe trying to fashion something that would allow me to at least see it. Even when it was down on the ground, the LED should still be on. All right, so blah, blah, blah. I looked around the internet, and I happened to come across an interesting item. This item actually is part of, or I should say related to, the podcast I did back on July 29th. It was episode 7, The Internet of Things. During that podcast, I talked about Bluetooth locators. I came across an item. Actually, it's still a Kickstarter project called Tile. And what that is basically a small, very small tile. It has a hole in it that you could attach a key ring to or something similar. You can put it in your purse. You can put it in your laptop bag. And what it does, basically, it allows you to locate that item, whatever it is, even if it's something like your bicycle, via an iOS app called the Tile app. I thought that was extremely cool for two reasons. There's an iOS app that can track it, and the size of it lent itself to what I thought would be an easy locator application for a model rocket. I thought it was so cool that I went to the Kickstarter site, read about it, saw where they were in the funding, saw how much time was left, and I definitely jumped on that. I will leave a link to the Tile, and you'll see an associated YouTube video with it as well. So again, the Internet of Things, still getting big, very big. I'm excited about getting this unit. Strangely enough, it only lasts for a year, so I haven't done a whole lot of research in there, meaning that when it's sent to me and I guess it's activated, so to speak, by the company or activated by the app, I have 365 days to use it before having to purchase a new one, and the price that I'm purchasing it at is $18.95, so it'd be interesting to see that when they get funded, and I do believe they will, how much the retail price would be for that. But again, that kind of geeked me out because I said, this is perfect. Not only do I have a tracking device that I can use my iPhone to find this rocket in case I do lose it in the trees or I do lose it somewhere which I can't actually physically see it, that would be cool. Well, on top of that, what I'm doing is trying to design something I can put in the nose cone of the rocket that will give me audio capability or audible signal, as well as trying to rig up an LED circuit, which will allow the translucent or semi-translucent, or I should say opaque nose cone to light up in the sky, as well as stay lit once the rocket touches back down. So this should be a fun project. I'm kind of looking forward to it. In any event, an elaboration on the Internet of Things. I hope that I can get this project done soon. I'm kind of geeked about it. It'll take me back to my early years of electronics. And now that we have microcontrollers, which I won't delve into that, you can program your electronics right from your computer using specific interface development environments. So it should be interesting. In any event, I will bid you further ado. Thanks for listening. The music in the background is by Lazy Batasu. I think that's how you pronounce it. The name of the track is entitled Keep On Keeping On. Have a great day tomorrow, or enjoy your day if it's in the middle of the day or whatever time it is that you're listening to this podcast. Have a great night. Have a great day. Enjoy.